Okay, now for some music. This is free music, music you can download legally. Here's musician and day-to-day contributor David Wass.
One of my great joys as a teenager was mining the bargain record racks in the local Kmart, hoping a Blue Note jazz title might have slipped in there by mistake. 30 years later, there's a vast musical cutout bin called the Internet, where wannabes and never-were's are distributing free music, some of it unlistenable, some of it quite remarkable, considering the absence of a price tag. All you have to do is Google a phrase like free music downloads or free indie music, and you'll find yourself waist-deep in everything from techno to folk, from classical to world music, and all just a mouse click away. At a site called BetterPropaganda.com, you can collect as many tracks as you like. In their manifesto, they declare to be dedicated to providing independent labels and artists a better opportunity to be heard. Check out this tasty tidbit from an obscure pop group called Pinback. Record executives take note. At its best, the Internet is like a vast underground radio station and a secondhand record shop rolled into one, where subgenres of already arcane genres are as common as cats. At archive.org, one can find old commercials along with rare recordings of musical performances. Here's a spookily ambient offering from a group called Ten and Tracer. The explosion of music on the Internet is in part due to the shrinking costs of making a record. A smart kid with a Mac and some bootleg software can cut and paste together a bunch of loops and compete with the Chemical Brothers. At a British site called UK Bassline, this one, entitled Dream, would not be out of place on a high-priced car commercial. There's also a place for musicians who are actually so quaint they play rather than program. Or a French computer scientist named Yann LeCun. He's posted some live student performances of Renaissance music. They sound authentic if a bit lo-fi, but again, one can't argue with the price. Of course, if you're feeling flush, there are plenty of sites where you can pay 99 cents a song and download the big names, from the Cramps at Napster.com to Bob Dylan and Chet Baker at Apple's iTunes Music Store. Incredibly, people are downloading songs there to the tune of 1.25 million tracks a day. Sometimes it can be hard to find a good, free, and legal download, but patient effort does pay off. I had to search a dozen sites before finding one that would allow me to bag a free track from one of my favorite bands, Twine Men, made up of former members of the group Morphine. I finally found this song, Spinner, at a site called SeekMP3.com. I like it so much I'm going to buy the whole album, which is the point of allowing people to sample your wares. Like potato chips, I'll bet you can't eat just one.
Music from Twine Men. Our tips on free and legal music came from David Wass. David is half of the band Was Not Was. He also writes about music, golf, and other forms of culture, and he's a regular contributor to Day to Day.